So, turgid.
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 Okay. Turgid.
I'm Rudy.
I'm Hebe Mekaikiju.
I'm Oscar.
Matt. And we have special guest Matt.
Steven. I'm right here.
Yeah, you're Steven. Yeah. You're not special, though.
No. Our good friend Hebe just left. But Matt.
And that's Matt.
Say hello, Matt.
What's going on?
All right.
What's happening, man?
Yeah, good. You got to kind of talk into the...
Yeah, you who does not ever do that. You always go,
there you go.
I do.
And you walk away from the mic and start talking.
Fix the mic again.
Yes. Dude, by the way, those life-proof ones, those phone cases, those are pretty fucking sweet, but you'd be walking around with a goddamn brick in your hand.
It's taller than mine, but thinner. Because we held it up with our, because the guy I work with has an OtterBox, and then my manager had that one.
Do they have OtterBoxes for iPads?
iPad? Yes, but it's not as thick as this, but they do.
Mm. Which is the best iPad?
I like the one that I have, that M case, but that thing's like $80 though.
Mm.
But that's one of the nicer ones. They have nicer ones now for the two that are cheaper.
I saw some, and I mean, I was just, you know, like, soon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, iPad, I just kind of like looking, just seeing what they have, and like, they had a couple of flimsy ass cases. You're like, this isn't going to protect shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm fucking better off wrapping it with toilet paper and hoping that it won't shatter when it falls.
It's pretty sturdy for what it is. I mean, the iPhone, what you want to protect is the edge glass.
Would you say that it's turgid?
Yes. But you got to protect the edge glass, because if something hits it right on that edge, it will crack the entire screen. But as long as you have that covered, the front, if you look at the glass this way, it's pretty sturdy. Because I accidentally dropped it the other day. I had it charging on my bed, and I heard a... It's like...
No!
it was last Saturday. Yeah, I had it charging. So, okay, the first and foremost, Patrice
O'Neill
died Monday? Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday he died.
So who's Patrice?
Patrice O'Neill is the comics comic. He was probably one of the most... profound, philosophical, just, he made you, he would sway your total thoughts and, you know, just the way you, your perception on any particular thing you may believe or you just, you know, you hold dear, and he will turn it around to the whole point where you're like, fuck, I could totally see your point, you know, I mean.
I've never heard of him. Is he like was he on Comedy Central? Or?
Yeah, his last one was Elephant in the Room.
Yeah.
And that one by far, he just hit that one out of the park. It was like his whole bit on the white woman, you know, white woman's worth.
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious, dude. He's like, he goes, you got prime white woman. I mean, but he was 41, though.
41.
He's pretty much just been embossed as one of those comedians now.
You know,
he's going to be, like, right now, I mean, after his death, of course, he's bigger in death than he was when he was alive.
Yeah.
What did he die from?
He had a stroke and died from complications.
From it. His body just gave out, basically.
Yeah. Hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, you just, it like hit me. I was like, fuck. I mean, I was like, wow, I'm capable of human emotion, so that's a big step in the right way. But, yeah, I was like, man, I was just sitting there listening. I was like, fuck. It's like, Patrice O'Neill is dead? Like fuck. He, like, pretty much heard him every day. You know, like, he was on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, that's what you was on Opie, right?
Yeah, he was always, like, and, you know, when if Jim Norton went in or whatever, he would just sit in and just, I mean, anyway, he was a great comic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was in a lot of movies, too. But, I mean, he just, you know, but you just got to understand, he was a good, good comedian. Very, very, very good comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, just, like, you hear Louis C.K. and all them just saying, just this guy.
Yeah, Louis C.K. sang his praises, you know,
yeah,
all the time. Even way before he died, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I mean, Louis C.K. was talking about how he wanted Patrice O'Neill, him and Chris Rock, wanted him to have a big part in Pootie Tang.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he's just like, they couldn't hire him because he goes, I couldn't hire him. He goes, he just didn't want to read the way, you know, he's like, he didn't feel like doing it, you know, he was like, you're making him do something against his...
He'd always have that. If I don't want to do it, why would I do it? I don't, you know, I need the money, but
he's not compromised. He never compromised
anything he did.
And, you know, same thing like the Fox is Fox News, when he was on there, he just tore that lady up. Yeah, I mean, he just shredded her.
And it's not as much as he shredded her as he just told the truth.
She had come prepared. She took
everybody
him.
In that room was
like. Was that an interview or something?
Yeah.
He was in an interview with her or something?
No, it was, she was representing Now and, you know, basically saying there's too much misogyny and, you know, radio and TV and stuff like that, and we need to stop it now because words do hurt. And Patrice O'Neill just pretty much, you know, like went off on her as far as, well, not went off, he just like, you know, again, put it in perspective, like, you're pretty dumb if you think this is it, you know. He kind of, that dude could get in people's head. He could read people very well. That is one thing he did. But anyway, good comedian, Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill.
Too soon.
So, Oscar, you told me that you had a big list of things to talk about. Some of them are just like back burner things.
Also, was on that list, was it to lose your iPod?
Oh, yeah. I'm really upset about that. I have an iPod and...
Had.
And well, I've lost it. I could care less about the iPod itself, but it's more of like my videos and my pictures. I mean, I have a lot. I've got like 2 years
you had
of
it back,
all that porn.
You had it backed up, right?
Shit.
When's you never synced. You never synced it up, did you?
I synced it up with iTunes maybe about 2 months ago, and it didn't even click with me.
Do you even put Find My iPod on there or anything? You didn't install that app?
Lisa put that on hers. She's already got it on all of theirs.
Good.
There's an app called Find My iPod?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can exactly. It'll tell you exactly where it is. GPS.
And if you have,
oh shit, I did not know that.
If you had
wish
iCloud,
I had known that.
Did you? Is it registered and everything? Like you?
Yep.
Yeah. He could probably.
But,
find it.
Well, no, you would need to install it, the app, and have GPS turned on. Even Matt knows that.
Of course. Come on.
Oh, sorry. I'm gonna.
You
it's so funny because you're like at the little kids' table. Over
right. I'm over here in my own little island.
It's funny because I do have a backup of it, and I didn't even think about that. I just haven't checked it because it occurred to me yesterday that I lost my iPod. Well, no, that I had a backup of it. So when I get to work tomorrow, I'm going to go and look and see if my pictures and videos and shit are on there. So
what was this thing about the, let me see, county sued over deaf man held 25 days?
Oh, dude, what that is one of my favorite stories. Have you heard that one?
Did he.
Dude, I've heard that joke so many times. Apparently, the police were called to a hotel when there were complaints about a deaf couple arguing. They were making loud noises. So when the cops...
We're reenacting, folks.
Yes. Like I said, elephant seals fighting over dominance. I'm assuming there's
like
a lot of chest thumping and clapping and gesturing with their hands upward.
So also, what happens when the cops got there, the deaf male, which they didn't know he was deaf, wouldn't comply with their demands, so they tackled him. After they tackled him, they took him to jail, and they couldn't find an interpreter for him. So they kept them over for 25 days.
That's fucked up.
They didn't give him a pen because apparently there was a suicide attempt the week before. So you would think, give the man a pen and paper, but they would not give him a pen.
Wow. Well,
can't they just stand over him? And?
You would think. Yeah. You would think. So now he's suing the hell out of him.
Yeah, rightly so. I hope
too.
He gets enough to get fucking robot ears now. That's fucked up, man. That's just total fucking wrongful imprisonment. I mean, he's like, man, we got you fucked on everything. You violated his constitutional rights.
Yeah. Dude, everything about that story is fucked up.
Everything, man.
The fact that even the beginning, when he wouldn't comply with their demands, they tackled him and beat the hell out of him. I mean, he's fucking
quit
dead.
Resisting.
It's what it was. It's really what
but
it was.
And that couldn't that guy just go, I'm like, can't hear
him. I don't think they're going to let him get his hands up to his head.
Well, no, but before he'd be like,
how
would
he?
I don't know.
How did you go?
Oh, now I'm the bad guy at all this.
I also did I send you the one about the tattoo artist?
No.
There's another story about a tattoo artist. Dude found out his girlfriend was cheating on him, and she wanted a scene from Narnia on her back. So he had her sign a paper with creative control.
He just wanted a big closet on her back or something.
It was like a scene from Narnia. It was like fucking lions and I don't know what the hell it was. It was just described as a scene from Narnia.
And wardrobes?
Pretty much, yeah. So he made her sign a paper giving him creative control of whatever was going to be on her back. So he tattooed a pile of crap on her back. With flies buzzing around it.
No!
She's currently suing him for assault. However,
is there a picture of it?
Yeah, dude, online. I'll find it right now.
I want to see this shitty picture.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
Boo.
What?
You know what I mean.
Is there a ghost in here?
This episode's brought to you by the
Holocaust Co.
The people that are dressed up like
you wish you saved more than
eight-legged sea creatures in her
shut up
octopying
shut
Wall
up.
Street.
That was
oh, but the Holocaust Co.'s okay.
I didn't say that, man. I didn't go that far. Jeez.
Let's move on to another topic while I find the picture. What's, and then we'll come back.
Oh, okay.
To this
well, this you have stories to tell, but.
But what? I don't know. It's fine.
Okay. Remind me about fifth grade Valentine card from classmate Marla.
Okay. I don't know why this kind of flashed in my head.
Well,
but
I think I know why. But go on.
Well, no, but I sent it to you like earlier in the day or something.
No, it was in the evening. Okay. It doesn't matter. Go on.
Anyway. So, you know how Valentine's Day, y'all do that whole thing where, hey, you're my friend. I'll give you one.
Yeah.
So. You know, again,
choose me.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Back to the Simpsons.
But it was.
We need to talk about Walking Dead.
I have that on here.
Okay. We were giving out a Valentine's card, and I think it was actually. Well, I don't think it was Marsha. I think it was Marla, her sister.
Oh yeah, you did send me that. I didn't read it though.
It's right there, dude.
Oh yeah.
Flashes. That shit's awesome.
That's very funny. Piling.
Piling.
So, in fifth grade.
Oh, anyway, I just remembered that, you know, we're doing the whole customary Valentine. I think this is a time when they didn't make you do shit fair, you know, so I don't think they, you know, it wasn't about that. It's like we just got candy. That's all we mainly care about. And
yeah.
Marla gave me a Valentine's Day card, and it was like, Steven, and I was like, I remember, I was wondering, kind of remember, I was like, why would she be giving me a Valentine's card? Because I've done some really mean, repugnant shit to her.
You never.
Exactly.
You.
And.
Little extra on the sleep time, huh?
And I looked on the back. You know, it had some, you know, little cartoon character like, you know, let's be friends.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Anyway. And I flipped it over and just said, I hate you.
Oh, wow.
I remember thinking it was funny even back then. I was like. I was like, wow, I made her. She thought of me enough to. I pissed her off or did something to her. To where she remembered this, and she wrote, she went all the way out of her way to get another card and put, I hate you.
Wow. In fifth grade?
Yeah, I was a bit of a dick.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I just remember that. I thought I would bring that embarrassing moment in my life up.
Speaking of which, I want to hear what happened with this masked, you know, thing about your boss. What's up with that?
Oh, well... Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay. Oh,
your friend.
Well,
send an email.
Well, I'll go ahead and say it was me because I was humbled and I've learned a lesson now, and it's something that
you act like you didn't know this boy. You probably didn't.
Dude, I did. I'm an asshole. I'll admit it. You know what I mean? I wake up in the morning. It's like, damn, I'm
he
just,
is
I'm an
a
asshole.
Social assassin.
So here's the story.
Let's go.
Thursday morning, my manager sent out an email to all of my groups saying that we need to be more socially customer service-wise, where he wants to develop, yeah. I guess, like a website that has, like, our pictures on it. So I was like, okay. I sent out a picture of a mentally disturbed male and said, here's a picture of my coworker, Cody. Now, let me go into detail about Cody. Me and him really, really fuck with each other, like, all the time.
But y'all have that relationship. Though.
We do. We really
like,
do.
Like what we would do.
No,
yeah.
No. See, whenever we fuck with each other, it's always kind of like in a public way. Like one time I left my email open and he sent an email out to everybody to this other dude who used to be in the military and he's older. And the email said, oh God, what'd it say? It's like, I like tall and rugged men who are in the army. Please take your gun and blast me in the face. Dude, and it was like, I'm serious, and it went out to everybody, and it was just bam, back, like, over and over again on how funny it was. And then, as retaliation, he has, like, we have really nice monitors at work, the 22...
You see how disgusting it is that retards and homosexuals, what's the bad ones? The homosexuals.
That's some of that dead air you can take out.
That will be edited out.
All right, go. Anyway, I'm listening.
So, like, another thing I've done to Cody, we all have, like, 22 flat panel widescreen monitors. And I removed that from his desk and gave him, like, a 15-inch CRT monitor.
But that's geeky funny, but that's not, like...
It was funny.
That's not malicious funny.
It's not like, hey, look at your deformed child. Hey, how look at that. Everybody, look at this. Look at the little flipper hand on that shoulder.
Look at you see the thing that you love most in the world that's ruined. Ruined by God himself.
So we fuck with each other, right? So I kind of took it a little extreme. So no. I have found this picture that I thought was hilarious of this just dude. He's just mentally,
I guess.
He's mentally retarded. And I photoshopped. I photoshopped his name, my name is Cody, like on the paper that he was
but
holding
up. You learned your lesson.
You keep getting that.
So I photoshopped it and sent it out to everybody. Replied back, I found a picture of Cody. Ah, it's funny. It was like that. It was like, ah, it's funny.
That makes everything okay.
Yeah, you go, ah.
1 second later.
Oh, it's fine.
Yes. Shy of just calling him the family marble eater, you just basically did horrible.
Dude, this story
go ahead.
This story gets worse and worse.
Just
Cody.
Don't buy him roller skates for Christmas. So.
Dude, one second later. Cody, we have an instant messenger that everybody in the company does. He sent me like an instant message. Be like, dude, that would be funny if Scott, which is our manager, didn't have a son with Down syndrome. Oh. I was like, he told me that 1 second later.
Yeah. Retrieve the email. If he hadn't read it yet, you can get it back.
Well, no, it was broadcasted to everybody, and everybody at that point had read it.
Everybody was just, oh my God, what the fuck did he do?
Well, I didn't believe him. That was like a thing. I didn't believe him because me and Cody fuck around with each other. So I was like, whatever. I called him up. I was like, whatever. Ah, he has a retarded kid. He was like, dude, I'm fucking serious. He has a son. I was like, dude, I'm coming down there.
Oh, okay, no. So I went down there. You're going to get fired.
Dude, I went down there, right? And it was Cody and George, who were also my coworkers. And we were talking about it in this place where we prep computers. And I was like, he's like, dude, I'm serious. His son's with Down syndrome. He's like, ah, whatever. Ah, so you're telling me that his kid is all like, ooh.
Oh, no.
Are you serious, dude? And Cody, we started smiling like, dude.
Oscar, I'm like, oh, no, you don't.
Dude, I kept going.
Douchey ever.
Dude, I kept going. He's like, might dude, well. I'm fucking serious. And I was like, so you're telling me that his son is like the kid from Breaking Bad? And I was like miming walking on crutches. I was like, oh, no.
I'm sorry, but that was way funnier as a visual. Yes. And
dude, because that was like miming, like walking on fucking crutches. And like,
look at him, look at old Twizzler legs.
Dude, and George.
Move aside for Ironside over here.
And George was fucking like, dude, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. It's like, you guys are fucking with me because that's what we do. Just go ahead and say you're fucking with me now.
That would be the name of the episode if I could spell it out.
Did you start to think like,
I didn't because we have that kind of relationship, dude. We fuck with each other. That's how it
but
is
dude,
at work.
I mean, you would know when I would know when somebody's
even
fucking with me.
If Steven is like, oh wow, why did you do that? Maybe
I made fun of a woman to her face about her speech impediment. Yeah.
Dude, it's just kind of one of those things where it just doesn't happen. It's kind of one of those things where shit like just doesn't happen.
You should
happen.
Give it the benefit of the doubt that it did happen and stop.
I didn't because I just
social
didn't believe
suicide,
it. Just,
dude.
Shit like that doesn't happen. It just doesn't, dude.
See, but you know what? Anybody who protests more at your job has more than likely made more retard jokes themselves, and they're trying to shift blame away from the, hey, well, you did this, so I'm way better for saying it only this much. So, but everybody just got to be honest. How many times a day do you say re-re's?
A lot. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I do. Dude. I do it a lot. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I told...
You did it
totally...
The guy from Twitter actually is like, hey, re-re's. I was like, well, of all the things we said in that episode, he pointed out re-re's. And I didn't say re-re until like 30, 40 minutes in. Wow. There's a sales guy that follows me on Twitter.
Dude,
he's trying to sell me a product.
I was like such an... I got even more so of an asshole because I just didn't believe him. So even so, we went out to lunch, right? We went out to lunch.
So okay, this is all still... You
this
still
is
haven't,
all still...
You still
this
haven't
happened,
been calling the carpet
yet? No. This happened about 9 o'clock. I went down there probably about 9:15.
saw him take a bite of it.
Yeah. He took a bite of your brownie.
Like, yeah,
he just came like that in the package.
Oh, he denied it.
He came like that in the package.
Yeah, I was like, I think I was like,
you got chocolate? What, me? Chocolate smeared in his teeth?
So this happened probably about...
I didn't know he denied it.
Oh, yeah, he bit it.
Actually, I got the email that's right here. Let me see the timestamp. He sent it out at 7:48 in the morning.
And you kept on digging. And you kept
So about 8:15 to about 9:30, I was just kept digging, and it was going, like, worse and worse and worse. I mean... And there was, like, another thing where I was like, okay, so...
You can't get any more retarded, can you?
I was like, so what exactly is wrong with him? He's like, well, we don't exactly know what's wrong with him. So I was like, ah. So what does he have? Does he have the Michael J. Fox, what's shaking disease? I mean, what's wrong with him? Ah, dude, I went off. I had, like...
You said every guttural thing that you could possibly think of. Yeah. The most.
And even then, I was like, George, how do you know this information? And George was like, well, because his other son used to work with me. And the topic came up. I was like, whatever. I was like, so you guys were just talking. He just came up like, so my brother's a retard. You know what I mean? I just didn't believe him. I just
out of the blue. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Exactly. It just was so unbelievable. And then we went out to lunch. We went out to lunch, and he
you
parked.
You still kept sending this out of the email, or this after this? Was this just back and forth
this
conversation
is just
on the chat?
No, this is back and forth conversation to each other where we prep computers. So we went to lunch, and dude parked on the line. It's like, dude, you parked like Scott's son. Ah!
Oh. Dude, I just didn't believe it. Didn't believe it.
Wow.
That's pretty. That's pretty
and
bad.
Then.
So what is Scott? Has Scott come up to you and said, like, what
no,
the fuck?
No, Scott sends out an email, mass email to everybody. It says, Oscar, perhaps I should introduce you to my son, Ryan. He is 19 and has autism and has a picture of his son. He shot it out to everybody. Dude,
to be fair, the kid looks totally retarded on the picture, too.
He was.
He's got a pirate hat on.
I've never.
No way. No way.
This is the email, dude. Right here. This is the email. Perhaps I should. I have never, ever felt like such an asshole, dude. I was like.
What a dick. You know,
that's saying a lot from Oscar.
Dude, it kept me up that night, man. I didn't get no sleep that night because I felt so bad about this. It's different when you talk shit about somebody to actually it being serious because I just didn't believe it.
Yeah. Our nephew.
I just couldn't believe it for the life of me.
What is Jeff's boy have?
Autism.
I know, but what degree? It's like
I think it's like kind of like a very slight.
Is he a black belt?
Hey yo! See, we can see because we're disgusting.
Yeah, we're disgusting.
But you know, I mean, everybody knows I'm not. I don't mean it. You know, like
I did.
Okay, dude. But I mean, it's just it's joking. But yeah,
is he
but
a black belt?
Stop, Oscar! It's like, why did you do it for so long?
If it's here, that's fine. But you're at work.
You're at work, and I didn't believe it. Did it because it's just shit like that. Just does not happen.
It happened to me.
It's the thing that happens to other people. You know what I mean?
You explained it
to Scott, though, right? I mean, you told him what it was about. Like,
I went down there to personally apologize to him. But he was on the phone. But I didn't want to let this go on, so I sent him back a direct email, and it said, dude, the email says, my deepest apology, Scott. It was an ignorant, inappropriate, and stupid thing to do. It'll never happen again. And I sent that to him, and I was like, man, this email is not good enough. Even then, I told him this email is not good enough.
Step into my office. Why? Because you're fucking fired.
So you did your mea culpa, yeah.
Well, I went down there to apologize to him again, but he was, like, in a meeting. I went down there three times to personally apologize to him like a man, but I just could not get a hold of him that day. So I sent him that email, and then he replied back, like, an hour later. He's like, it's okay, Oscar. There's a lot of people
you know
do things
dumb.
Without thinking. Please keep in mind what special needs are people. They have family and caregivers who love them and work very hard under very difficult circumstances. Everyone should have the opportunity to be to live a very happy and productive life without any ridicule. Don't sweat it. Just remember for this time. That email even made me feel worse like an asshole. Because
dude.
He took it
so well.
He took the high road.
Exactly. He took it so well. He was like, dude, don't worry about it. It happens. Just remember for next time. Dude, I really wish he would have called me in there and gave me an ass chewing.
You rather take the ass chewing than have to take that.
Exactly.
But you know what? You know, talking like that, public humiliation is almost the –
the better punishment than anything else, because you're right now you are a fucking social pariah. Nobody
yeah. You can't like, even say nothing. You're like just like sideways.
You got to be looking down every day when you're walking past people. Like I can't even look you in the eyes.
This is like you go like this by Scott's office.
Shit. I do. Oh, actually,
it's
going to
be an unfortunate time where he trips and he's going to be like, oh.
So,
and our Oscar's going to be listening to the soundtrack to the Pee-wee's Big Adventure and hear.
No, it's going to be Rudy like at the time at the movies where fucking the lady does a Looney Tune slip and fall.
On the butter.
The butter. I wanted Steven.
It gets, so it gets even. There's another part.
All right, go on.
It just so happens that day, right after this whole situation, Scott's son actually shows up at work.
Oh, my God. Did you go meet him? Please tell me you went and met him.
Well, what happened was I went to apologize to Scott, and he came in because I can't, dude. I just felt so bad about this.
I wonder why.
And Scott, I saw him coming up. I saw like him come out the elevator, and I was like, oh, this will be a perfect time to apologize to him.
Did he have a helmet on?
No, he did not.
Dude, so he's what you're saying is like it hurts my heart and I'm a horrible person.
So Scott comes out of the elevator. I'm like, oh, this is a perfect time to apologize to him. His son comes out like a second later, right next to him. I looked at his son and felt even more so like a shithead. So I looked at him, was like, hey Scott, and he was like, hey Oscar, how you doing? With a smile, like greeting me. I was like, hey Scott, I saw a son, fucking walked away, dude. I just couldn't. I couldn't apologize to him for talking shit to his son who was right there. Dude.
Oscar, dude, you better buy his kid something for Christmas. Dude,
not roller skates.
It would have been the perfect time
or
to do
a small rabbit.
Oh my God.
Don't move no more.
Okay.
Let me pet the rabbits, George. Let me pet the rabbits.
That's so bad, dude. Holy shit.
Right after you went ahead and pulled the trigger on a house. It's like, oh, no job.
I know, right? It's I come in the next day and my lead, Oscar, I want to talk to you. I'm like, oh shit.
Out of there.
So,
oh yeah.
Oh, have you sat down yet? Oh, don't sit down.
Don't come.
Hey, don't even put your bag down. Just come on over here.
So I had a conversation with my lead and he was like, I just want to let you know that's a really fucked up thing you did yesterday. He didn't sugarcoat it at all. He's like, you know, a lot of people don't even get written up for shit like that. They just get fired. And if Scott wasn't a cool guy, I would have gotten rid of you, just to let you know. He's like, and seriously, that's not cool. He said it just like that.
That's not cool.
That's what he said, because he's kind of like an old 70s hippies kind of person. He was like, that's just...
If a hippie chewed you out?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's like, seriously, that shit ain't cool, man. And I was like, oh, he's like, all right, well, you can go. And he walked out just fucking shaking his head like, man, I ain't slept in a couple of days.
You know,
this shit, dude, it's so
bad. You need to go do some volunteer work or something. I mean, just like straight up, you know, you're like, I'm sorry. I'm learning. You got to tuck that fucking tail between your legs. And you got to do this shit now. I mean, like, really, like YMCA or Boys and Girls Club or something, man.
Whatever those Riri's go to.
Right. Like, dude, you and the Riri. Wherever they sell marbles, paint chips, and... just
don't buy roller skates.
That's where you go. You're like, no, eat these. These pass through your system faster.
So,
that's the end of my story. Thank you very much.
Dude.
We burned a lot of time doing that. That was good.
Dude, but, yeah, man. Dude, you seriously, like, you need to just...
I do need to apologize to him in person, but it's just...
You need to apologize. That's something you, like, send up. Fucking big expensive ass basket. Did you tell Heather this?
Yeah, I did.
What
was
her reaction?
I told her over the phone, and it's like as I started talking to her, she was just completely silent about the whole situation. It's like she just didn't say nothing.
So, okay, that's a podcast definer. There, we.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I don't know what I do need to apologize. I even practiced it. I do need to apologize. I practiced it, but it just didn't.
Didn't sound right.
Say it with flour. Say it with a cookie basket.
And then another thing is like,
what the fuck is with you and cookie baskets?
It's funny. Okay. It's a bouquet of cookies.
And now that's so much because this happened on Thursday.
Nothing you can choke on.
And then I went over there a couple of times on Friday.
Don't make me laugh at the razor blade.
I know. I saw you laughing. I was like, well, there goes Steven Singers.
I feel like so much time has passed that I just don't. Even if I go in there, exactly.
Nah,
there,
for something like this, the statute of limitations is quite large.
Yeah.
But the sooner the better.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting a band-aid and slowly taking it off.
I don't want to grapple. I don't. That's like a thing. But dude, this shit's really kept me up because
I wonder why, because it's something that will get you fired.
How long have you been working there?
Fired.
5 years?
Yeah.
Maybe six. 6 years in January.
I would fucking freak out if I had. I've been in my fucking job for 8 years. 8 years.
Really?
That's fucking crazy.
I'm not worried about that.
I mean, this is something you would normally do. That's what I said. Just to be totally out of character, that you could say that this was a private joke that I thought it was happening between me and another employee, which I would not, remain nameless. You know. Mm-hmm. And I thought
Let me guess, it was Cody, though.
Because his name was written on the thing.
I won't name him Cody.
Cody. And just like,
Exhibit A.
Exactly.
Honestly, dude, I think your best bet here is just to go straight up honest. That's what I think.
He's showing Matt. Matt is laughing.
The picture, this is the one I sent out with Cody. I even photoshopped his name all like.
I know, you wrote it really.
With the spray,
You should have wrote the D backwards like a B. And
I tried with the Y. I tried writing the Y backwards, but it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I wasn't worried about getting fired. I wasn't, because that was kind of like, if that happens, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that I wasn't worried about. I was worried about hurting this dude personally, you know what I mean? Because the situation with the son, like, it was more of like, damn, I just hurt this guy. And that is kind of, that's something that I just don't like to do. Because I'm an asshole, but I like to consider myself at least a good person.
Yeah.
I don't know if those two are mutually exclusive.
No.
They're not.
That's wrong. What you just said.
You made a mistake. I mean, like I said, honestly, you should just.
It's like Hitler. He made a few mistakes.
You know, here and there.
These fucked up.
Few million.
If you ask me, it could have been a few million more.
Holocausto.
That was Steven that said that, not anyone else.
To me, it was Hebe McJewberg. Or is it? Wait. Oh yeah, Hebe.
So anyway,
let it go.
Leave it alone.
Matt, do you watch The Walking Dead?
Hey,
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, dude. Fast forward is the last 10 minutes.
Okay, well, then you still have an anecdote. We'll talk about it, and then we'll have an anecdote.
She watches it as well.
Oh.
She watches it as well. I would say go ahead.
We've been desperately trying to get Lisa in on
the mid-season finale, but big shit happens. That last 10 minutes had me on the edge of my seat.
You'll never believe it.
They'll never show it again.
Dude, that last 10 minutes had me on the edge of my seat as in, holy shit, what's going to happen next?
I was expecting something a little bit different, but then when that happened, I was like, I guess that makes sense. And
that show
and
is
it's a mirror
awesome.
Of what happened
zombies.
The first episode. The first 10 minutes of the
episode.
Yes.
Zombies and more zombies.
It's real, like, I guess you could say, I mean, only
it's
what you
a
could
soap
hope
opera with zombies.
It's a good show, but, dude.
Very, very,
Born and the Beautiful
very
with zombies or something.
they do the special effects.
That was Matt that knew the name of a soap opera right off the top of his head.
As the world turns.
I watch you with my mama. But she combs
if
my
only,
hair
if
as
only
I watch
it was a joke.
We watch our stories around noon, eating biscuits and tea. I don't know.
I was so you have an anecdote, another anecdote, Stephen. Haley not pregnant?
Oh, man.
We have a pregnancy story?
No. She was just being grossly just.
Yeah, that's what you told me, though. That was what.
I was just like between A and B, man. You just exposed the shit, but that was.
No,
cool.
You didn't. You said it was podcast fodder.
Haley, apparently Lisa has finally let me in on this world.
We're desperately trying to drag her in. You will be on this podcast eventually. If you have to take my seat, I don't care.
Well,
she's never going to.
But Lisa has
she's never going.
Let me know that my niece Haley is apparently what you call gorgeous.
Okay.
And
how old is she?
14.
Oh, I was going to say dibs, but never mind.
Yeah, it's
14. She's 10. But no, dude,
let's not make it better.
I didn't know she was fucking 14. No dibs. Never mind. 9.
It's Heather's daughter.
21.
This is Heather's daughter.
Middle child. Kids
my Heather?
No, my sister. Her sister, you moron.
Oh, that's right. Your wife's name is Heather.
Yes.
But anyway, so.
My Heather?
So Haley.
No, that's Mike's Heather.
Hey.
Like Lisa's saying, she goes, that little girl can pass for way older than she is. you know, if she just doesn't act like a kid or, you know, if
doesn't
she
talk.
She doesn't talk, exactly.
She just doesn't talk.
So she's got, like, boobs or?
Dude, she's, like, a supermodel hot.
Really?
I mean, she's
but
gorgeous.
Didn't you have, like,
she's
a really hot cousin, too? Remember?
Nicole.
Nicole.
Is Nicole hot?
Insane.
And
beautiful.
I was like, how are you related to her at all? You are a lump of a man.
Yeah. It's totally
lump
weird. Like,
sad excuse. Some
like, my cousin Nicole, she's a lawyer.
Oh, is she now?
Okay. Family practice, I think.
25.
Hot.
Yeah.
Dibs. 25, 26.
Dibs. Oh, I said it first.
She already got married. She just got married.
Yeah, she just got married in September.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
I remember you sent me the modeling thing, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is my cousin. I was like, oh my, she's gorgeous, but it's like Haley is in that category.
Okay, okay. That's why I brought it up.
So.
Yes, that's why I brought it up.
She,
of course, yes.
Okay. You gotta remember, Haley is, the way she looks, yeah, but she's still a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She is a kid on the every essence of it.
Might as well be 10, 12 years old. Yeah. You know.
And,
shaking my head.
Of course. Music. Yes.
No. Oh yeah, no, thank you.
Anyway,
like,
so
it's not a euphemism for anything, is it?
No, okay. You got strawberries. You got to eat them before they go bad. Because I told Lisa buy them, and we haven't
okay.
eaten them yet.
Back to the story.
Back to the story.
Back
anyway,
to the story.
So, Haley, you know, again, that's why I always make fun of her. I was like, I gotta tell her, I was like, man, you're looking thick.
Oh.
Don't call me fat. I was like, I didn't call you fat. Thick is like two or three stages away from being fat. You're thick.
Oh, you fucking.
And
asshole.
You know, she's like, Uncle Steven! And then Lisa's like, she's like, she'll hit me or slap me in the back of the head. She goes, what do you do that shit to her? It's like, because it's funny. You know? She goes, like, no, to you. And you better fuck
And then she
you.
Goes, runs and runs into me.
God, I'll cut you.
Dude, I was going to take a bite of the opposite side.
There's a brownie at the table.
What,
no? So,
and Matt took a bite and he denied it. And then I didn't see that
no,
he denied
just
it.
Like, what? Nah.
And then I sold them out in a second. I was like, yeah, Matt took a bite. So anyway,
I was beginning to think, I was like, motherfucker, nobody, did somebody take a bite at work? I was
it's
thinking
a
that.
Ghost.
You fucking ratted him out.
I know.
Way to
I didn't
go. Appreciate
know.
It.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Anyway,
covert events.
So Haley.
Man.
Haley's.
Haley is pretty much. Okay, she's gorgeous.
Okay.
So her second cousin, who happens to be living with Heather.
Demi.
Heather.
Dude, just stop. That's our sister.
Your hot sister.
Anyway, so he apparently was confessing to Haley. Demi is 19.
Okay.
Haley
no,
is 14.
Or you out, have a sharp mind. Thing in your hand. I was like,
that's right. Like I do have down. A I have a a stabbing implement in my hand. Anyway, so he was...
Okay, so who is talking now?
Okay, Demi, cousin, was professing things to Haley when a time when he thought her and him were alone, but Heather was there.
Oh, okay.
She came
okay.
in because she heard Haley apparently, like, saying, no, get away, it's gross, you know, no, no, you know, she wanted no part of that. And Haley, you know, finally, you know, told her who it was, and Heather said she gave him 5 minutes to get his shit and get out. You know, but he was, like, apparently trying to make her promise not to tell anybody what he just professed to her, that apparently he's in love with her.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, and try like, and apparently try to, like, get away with saying, like, well, we're not really cousins. Because she was like, no,
oh.
we're cousins.
Oh.
And you're like, no, no, we're not really cousins. Like, you're second cousins.
Second
you're
cousin.
Fucking
cousins.
Related.
Yes.
He's like, you're
I didn't know
you
said
one
that
of your
shit.
Parents are first cousins, meaning their brother or sister had them, you know, and they're like, that's related.
Yeah.
It's not diluted at all. It's like, no. But anyway, so Heather kicked him out. But Lisa said, she's like, she goes, well, she goes, now you believe me that the fact that she is not a little girl and she's not fat. It's like, I guess.
Yeah, but you have the eyes.
Sense.
You've seen her as a baby, so you're always
good.
Yeah, you know.
She's a little girl. I mean, she's always going to be the same little Haley,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Even though she's a rotten teenager, just everybody hates me. Me. She's one of those.
Oh, get some.
So anyway, that's what my
that's
stories
fucking...
are.
So it was a little less interesting than what I was hoping.
So
yeah,
just,
it was. I
Rudy,
never...
I feel I have in my notes apology from Rudy.
apology from Rudy.
Yes, this is on the Batman story that you found. That was
correct.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes. I stand corrected. There was indeed a story about a guy. The police put out a spotlight for some reason, and a guy showed up dressed as Batman to the police station
asking
what was wrong. I was listening to the podcast, getting it ready for Monday morning so I could upload it, and I was like, "Oh, let me Google it while I'm going through these notes." And sure enough, I found it on Gawker, a website that I read pretty regularly. I guess I just missed that story.
I've sent you so many articles,
and I don't.
Damn,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I read the majority
it was just
of them.
It was just on New Zealand. Saw a spotlight in the sky, so he showed up at the police station dressed like Batman. He was like,
"Fucking ready.
What's the emergency?"
And that wasn't you, right?
No.
It's like, why would
they send him
apologize
home? He had like the muscle pillow chest on, too.
That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
That's pretty tight.
We lost steam really quick.
Personalcreations.com.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple. Actually, dude, I have a
list.
Yeah,
he's got a list.
I started.
Let's go to Personal Creations, and then we can start working through your list. Okay.
I saw Red State.
Oh, finally.
Yes. I did not like Red State
at all. I figured you wouldn't like it.
It's not... I didn't like it because it was stupid. That's why I didn't like it.
I can understand your point of view.
Yeah. This is a guy who didn't like Thor, who loved Thor.
I love Thor. Thor was awesome.
I gotta admit, I did kind of... And as cheesy as it was, I did like Thor.
No. I like Thor. I did not like Captain America, but I did like Thor.
Captain America is way too fast.
It was just like, okay, get story. We're going to get you here, there. Okay, we're going to set up for Avengers. That's all it was.
I did not like
that.
I
mean, it could have been a good story. I mean, more in depth, but yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Red State, I didn't like it. And the reason I didn't like it, it was stupid. That's like the main reason why.
Why was it stupid?
It was so inconsistent.
How so?
Matt, have you seen Red State?
No.
All right, so check it out. Let me tell you what this movie's about.
An hour and a half?
Hey.
That's actually 88 minutes.
To its credit, this movie... Okay, let me give you a brief rundown of what Red State's about.
Right.
Red State is Kevin Smith's latest movie, which was not released in the theaters. It was a direct-to-DVD kind of thing.
No, it was in theaters. It was limited release.
Was it really?
Yeah, he put it in theaters because he had to put it in theaters for the Oscars.
Yeah, he did it everything himself. He totally funded.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it until it was on Instant Queue, and I even wikied it. Because it was just, I just never heard of it. And it's really weird that I've never heard of a Kevin Smith movie until we brought it up in the podcast.
Yeah.
So.
What podcast would that be?
Three kids. They decide to surf the internet. They find this bitch who would fuck the hell out of them. So they decide to go and see her.
It's how me and Lisa met.
On the internet?
Yes.
You guys met on the internet? Seriously?
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't.
Topic for later.
Yes. No, you didn't.
I did. She peed on my chest. It was...
She's about two yards away from where we are right now.
I love you, baby. So they show up at this older lady's house, and she drugs them. And when she drugs them, they go to a church.
Spoiler alert. Dude's
preaching about how...
I don't think my sister has seen this, but go on.
Then I'll go to the non-spoilers version. Where the... preachers preaching about how fags and homosexuals are Satan and whatever.
Satan's children and shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
So it kind of turns more of a suspense movie. Well, since your sister hasn't seen it, I won't go to a full review. I'll just say that it just turns into a very different...
It wasn't your cup of tea.
Because it was inconsistent. It's like you go from like them capturing the kids to where you go... like an all-out shootout that came out of nowhere.
It wasn't out of nowhere. They knew they were going to come.
Fucking religious zealots, and this was their compound.
And that was, they needed an excuse to go in and do something, so that was their excuse.
But it just so happened the dude runs out, and one of the cops sees him with the gun. Oh, let me just
shoot
him.
You have to suspend belief, Oscar.
No, dude, that was all
a movie. My line, sir.
Yeah. That's why I try to sound like you when I said it.
It's like a whining girl. Like a whining old woman.
Yes.
A couple of positive things. I like the dialogue a lot.
Yeah, because Kevin Smith.
Yeah. It was really good, I thought, even for Kevin Smith. There was no dick and fart jokes. It was just straight dialogue.
That was the point of the whole movie. He wanted to do a horror movie, like a suspense, and like an action suspense horror movie. And he didn't want to sit on that crutch of just humor.
He has enough fuck you money to do what he wants.
Whenever he does do like a lot of his movies, it's always kind of like dick and fart jokes over after another. Where this one was just great dialogue.
Artists can't grow.
He did a really, dialogue-wise, very, very good movie. I really enjoyed the dialogue.
A fag. Good God.
Directing-wise, I thought it was pretty good as well. I mean, yeah. All the angles and everything.
Retarded fag.
It was good looking.
On roller skates.
That we're Oscar. Here. We're queer. Apple.
Nah. That'll X it all out.
But it was just a story. I just didn't care for the story. It was just too inconsistent for me, and the characters just... A lot of characters die just for the sake of dying. It was really no shock factor, and it was just like, let me just kill them off just for the hell of it. And I didn't feel like there was a proper reason really to kill these people off.
But a guy with a hammer from another world is okay.
That's a different story. It was a good story. I enjoyed Thor quite a bit.
Did you watch the South Park where they just ripped it?
I still haven't watched it. I haven't watched anything yet.
They ripped Thor?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
They did.
Oh, man. I'm going to write that down.
Still fights.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that again.
Well, afterwards, we'll check it out.
Fights, damn it. What are you doing? Touching your own remote.
Fucking.
I gotta check that out. It sounds good.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. If Oscar doesn't like it, it might actually be good.
I did not care for it. It was just the story was so inconsistent for me that I just thought it was.
You still keep using the word inconsistent, but you still haven't shown a true inconsistency yet.
The inconsistency of him getting... It starts off with kids wanting sex.
You know
sex.
What inconsistency means?
Yeah, it starts off with... It starts off with kids wanting sex.
You've already shown that you're mildly retarded.
In the church, preaching about homosexuals, to an all-out raid on a compound, to God maybe coming down.
I love that part. I hated it for the concept of what it might have been,
yeah.
And then it turned out to be
something totally different.
Something totally different. I was like,
it was about to piss me off.
I know. I was like, no, why would you go? We went this far, and then it turned out to be actual. And I was like, the rapture. And I was like,
what the fuck?
I was like, no.
And then all of a sudden,
they explained it.
You're like, holy shit.
John Goodman explained
it. That was
funny. Goodman was awesome in that.
I really like John Goodman in this movie.
Man, Goodman was.
Was he like narrative or something like that?
No, he was a cop. He was a cop who
FBI.
That's right. He was an FBI agent who raids the compound.
It's purring.
Yeah, that's Steven's purr. Everyone.
John Goodman was definitely the highlight of this movie.
So Oscar liked it. Next topic.
Let's see what I got.
Did it get the Beijing Crying Monkey Award?
The Beijing Crying Monkey Award.
What's that? I missed that.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah, very
Saints
good.
Saints Alley.
Just
like,
the movie's just all
yeah,
kinds
it's,
of wrong.
It's,
I love that movie.
It is a good movie.
Robert Downey Jr. Did you watch that Don Cheadle Captain Planet parody
mm-hmm,
I sent
yeah.
you? That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, oh, fucking trees.
So next topic, Oscar.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Elderly couple. Some elderly neighbors were fighting over a property line, so one female took an axe and smashed her over the head.
That.
The reason I brought it up is because when the chick went to the hospital, there was only a bruise on her head. It's like this old lady was too weak to take an axe and actually hit her hard enough to cut. I just thought that shit was funny.
Yeah, it's sort of funny. Yeah.
And then I got a whole bunch of...
I'm going to madly injure your... Skin.
Give
you a knot.
Take the corpse.
That's really what it was.
Give you a goose egg.
With a sharp ass action, man.
When
you know.
Mr. Burns.
It's like she wasn't strong enough to pound.
It's like, I will give you a lashing of your life.
Kept
right back to the Simpsons,
yeah,
folks.
Like mail yeah. that corpse.
We're in our 30s, folks.
Yeah.
You age your son, yes.
I got a couple, but what do you got, Rudy?
That's it. I ran my list out already. The last thing was the personal.
Let's free flow it, sirs. Let's just go off top.
We always do, and it always ends up being 3 minutes of us going.
I could break into this whiskey, and I could get more ideas from the idea machine.
Yeah.
And they'll get the things lubricating, but I wouldn't be able to have actually a steady hand.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah,
how
you're. What? No. Jeez, I'm not like.
When you rode that dragon that day.
Well, that was different.
When he was here, he was like.
I was riding Puffalupicus.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago.
It was about a month ago now.
It was about a month ago where we came over.
I just
and
blacked out again.
And Steve just started having a seizure, dude. Yeah. He was like, oh, no, twisting the arm.
No way.
Oh, he was like Cody.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was just like Cody.
Good callback.
Me and Rudy were like, what
and
the hell?
No way. How did you, what the fuck?
I didn't eat that day. And I was drinking.
And you know how
and you
fucking
get yourself in a seizure. Yeah, oh, and you can't even drink that much,
yeah,
you
I can't
girl.
Drink. He knows I can't drink. You know, if I drink at a decent
I remember
pace,
we were
I'll be okay because I like it'll pass to me really quick. And then you know I'll just drink some water, balance it out, and I'll go back, and I'm totally sober.
And he gets sober in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I can get sober really quick.
But he can also get drunk in like two
really
shots.
Really quick. Yeah. And sometimes two, I three just shots. Don't quit. I just keep going until I get fucking just drag out, smash drunk, which is really fun sometimes.
I'm usually there with you know.
Yeah,
he, before he's drunk, he's like stop.
He was
you know,
like,
I had to stop him.
I was like,
I had to stop him, you know. But this time he was with Heather, so they just fucking went to town like nobody's business, you know.
Heather.
And he fucking,
me and Heather are doing Jaeger and Patron shots.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, hey, how many Jaeger shots do you think we can do? It's like, I don't know.
All
we
of
can
it.
Find out. This is at the point where me and Lisa were dating, so I was in the house. So.
And he was
so
all like,
did,
yeah, Lisa's coming
that's actually
over.
One of the things I wrote down.
So we called her to come and get Steven's drunk ass out. I didn't feel like taking care of him. No.
How did you meet
but
Lisa?
He was, but you said you were supposed to come and pick you up or something
Craigslist.
Like that.
Actually, I met her at work.
She used to work at.
She worked.
No,
was.
I've never.
Okay.
Rum Rest?
No. Wow.
It took me a second.
What?
What the fuck is you? You're just.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, at my house.
So how?
She worked in another department within the same company. Didn't see her on a daily
rum
basis.
Rum Rest.
Jesus Christ. anyway, she was, I think it was just like on her birthday and, you know,
I don't know.
There's a bit of a difference.
You delayed for a second. You were like, she was like on her, that's what I thought he was going to say. go ahead.
No,
I didn't hear
I'm
him say that.
I'm
kind
of stoned right now. But
go ahead, dude.
Anyway, she worked in another department, but when we first met a long time ago, she was like, the director's assistant, and meaning she did everything in that department. So she pretty much ran it for her boss, and you know she's like ahead of getting you into all your HR information, everything like that. She was like, you know, the right hand man, the top guy up there in that department.
But he's
that was Rudy. Yeah, but anyway, so. And I remember thinking when I met her, I was like, what a stuck-up bitch. And she was like, oh, what a fucking asshole. I mean, we fucking hated each other. Just I always thought she was a cunt.
Your future wife.
Yeah. And
were you living?
I was living over there, Foxhole.
Foxhole. What the hell?
Foxhole.
Foxhole.
Yeah. Foxhole.
Was this when you moved in with your roommate, John?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimbo. And. So, you know, I was still living there. And we were, you know, for some reason she started talking because apparently she always bullshit with Jimmy on the other end of the building.
Oh, so Jimmy worked there as well?
Yeah.
At Rum Rest?
Yeah. Jesus, no.
Okay, sorry.
Shmime Schmormer.
Shmime Schmormer?
Anyway.
Let me write that down and.
Oscar, I swear to God, just
stop. I'm a decoded. How do you spell that? Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. Go ahead. Your story.
Anyway.
I walked away.
Anyway, so eventually, I was in another department at this time.
Oh!
And.
Rhyme.
Yeah, and.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we would always go to, like, System of the Down, Matt and I. We went to the concert, remember?
Yeah.
So she was
she
at
took
that concert
her,
as
she,
well.
He took she, her to go. She rushed.
No.
Yeah.
Let it go.
You son of a bitch.
Let it go.
That was
let
a great
go.
Show.
It was an awesome show.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
One,
oh, y'all went too, huh?
That's, she, that's Lisa fucking. Likes to rub it in too when she gets. Oh. She goes, oh my god. She goes, I don't even like Rush, but that show is amazing.
I was like, I just look at her like
Rush.
God,
Rush puts on a great show.
It was a just
FYI.
It was an awesome show.
Appreciate
you'll never
it.
Know, probably.
It. God damn it! Really.
It's like they'll never tour again. Never, ever.
They
ever.
Said this is the last time.
But anyway,
they said
so
the last time. The last time.
She had seen System of a Down a few times and. She was over there talking to Jimmy, and I just remember, like, she's walking, you know, she has, like, talking to somebody against another cube over there, and she had her shirt on that says, she's like heroin, that says on her back, and then she, you know, and I was totally, like, just staring at her ass the whole time. I mean, anyway, so she was, and then she came back, and I was like, at this time, they're changing our dress code, you know, because it was a pretty much go whatever you want to go to work in. You know, like, I could go to work in this, you know, okay. And that was awesome.
He's naked right now, everyone.
Actually, I'm wearing a tube sock on my penis and junk. It'd feel weird if I just had everything hanging out. But anyway, so we were getting rid of that whole policy. We had to actually go business casual, meaning khakis and polo, or, you know, a button-up. So, you know, I told her, I was like, oh, you're not going to be able to wear shirts like that. And she goes, oh, you like this shirt? I was like, oh, yeah. She said the reason she, like, hit over to me is because I said that shirt, and everybody hated that shirt. Like, a bunch of women hated that shirt and, like, complained to HR about her because of that shirt. They took offense about it.
Oh, really?
So she knew that, so she wore it even more.
That doesn't seem like something Lisa would do.
No. That bitch crazy, man. She's crazy.
And you're married to her.
I know.
You're legally bound to her.
When you
forever.
Put it like that.
Forever.
Or at least until she finds her way into a trunk of a car.
And
so.
Anyway, so
whatever comes first.
Just kind of like she said that, and just like we started talking from there, and I was just like, to be honest, I always thought you hated me. She goes, I did. I always thought you hated me. I was like, I kind of
you
thought
got
you
peanut
a bit,
butter in my chocolate.
Pretty much at
you
that
got
point.
Chocolate
yeah.
in my peanut butter.
And this is when I was living very close to home, so it was pretty awesome.
Oh,
because
peanut butter. That's another. Write that down.
Because we got to go home and have back to my apartment and have crazy sex on lunch. Which was awesome.
Oh.
So it was just like, it got to a point every day we're doing it like rabbits.
Oh. It was some knuckles for that there.
Knuckles.
No, no problem. So, you know, like, just go back and forth. Like, apparently it would totally ruin it because she'd come back with no makeup back on. I'm like, I had to take a shower, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like licking her face or.
Yes, yes.
She's got to get the Steven stink off her.
Like, fuck oh. y'all.
Hey, am I lying?
She bathes in it and basks in my funk.
Loves it.
Inhale deeply.
Breathe deep to Steven.
My musk is mighty and it is all yours. Anyway,
my,
so.
My musk is mighty might be the name of the episode.
So
your kid's a retard.
Anyway, so like apparently, you know, her and I just kind of started basically hooking up and this and that, and she said she really only kept me around because I was a good lay, and I was like, well, I'm good at something.
Was.
After we started going seriously living together, like, and just like, just hold me off until I sleep. Yeah, you know? Wow. That's love. It's like a mama burping her baby to sleep. Okay, I'm out of stories.
So back to you, Oscar.
Let me see what I got. We got
you, motherfucker.
He took another bite of his brownie.
You have the brownie in your hand.
You caught him. You're like, yeah. You got like brownie on you, like right on the lip. And there you go. You got it.
Son of a bitch.
I played
fit.
I got a story about a special needs sixth grader.
Haven't we already had another of those?
I got one.
I think we're good on special ed right now. We had one last week when I talked to you how I said retard in front of her father.
Yeah, we have a theme child. Now. We have a secondary theme.
We're the epicenter for your retard news.
Portland, Oregon. A sixth grader with special needs was pulled out of class and reportedly forced to mow the lawn for punishment.
Right on.
They are strong. They have the power of at least, you know, 10 teenagers.
Oh, no.
He has, like, ADD.
That's what this podcast is about, folks.
He has ADD, and he fell asleep in class, so the guidance counselor pulled him out and decided as a proper punishment to make him mow the lawn, which included 1 acre.
Wow. Oh.
Hey, to us, that's like, you know, a fucking football
field. In retard,
that's
like a quarter acre.
Yeah. He's like, I get to be on fire. I push mower.
I make your grass small.
I give grass a cut.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I'm so glad there's not a hell. Be on the seventh layer of it. Thank you, Oscar.
You are welcome.
Hey, Oscar's the one that brought this theme back
up
to us.
Yeah, that's true.
We wouldn't have this fodder to go on if you weren't such a horrible human being that make all of us go, oh.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, man, that did... That kept me up for two nights. I had a dream about it. Just woke up, went and watched television, tried going back to bed. I felt like an
asshole.
What
did Heather say, dude?
Yeah, dude, you didn't go over what Heather said.
Well, it's like she hasn't brought it up much, but when I called her, she was like silent on the phone. I was like, this happened.
She's like, hey, you'll never guess what happened. Hey,
she's like,
walking dead. Hey,
she's like, you motherfucker. Our life is finally coming to a fucking head. We're getting a fucking house together.
She just graduated last year.
You're finally, you know, reaping what you sowed. Yeah, exactly. And you go and do this stupid
hey,
shit.
Hey, guess who's a retard? Hey, I'm Oscar, Walking Dead.
I do appreciate Scott. I mean, he could have done so much with that.
He could have crushed you like a bug.
He told me not to worry about it. He could have punched you
in front of everybody in there. Nobody would have said shit.
Everybody would have said, do it again.
I would have even told him, dude, just fucking hit me.
Or maybe he's just stringing you along.
Maybe he's probably going to do some sock type shit.
Did you close on your house?
Yes.
No, it's him. Yeah. You moved in, right? Oh, that's great. Oh, FYI, you're fired.
And then his kid's going to come out of the closet and hit you with his retard straight and like, I hope they have a handicap stall, bitch, in your new house.
He'll hit you with his retard stick. They're all issued a stick, and they'll just hit you with it.
Usually it's their turgid giant genitalia.
Back to turgid.
Chimpanzees masturbate less than them.
Oh, wow. What else do you have there on your magical device, Oscar?
I got a... In Palm Springs, Florida, authorities said that a disgruntled bank customer urinated inside of a bank tube and sent it to...
Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
I thought that was pretty awesome. And then he got arrested for it.
No! Really? Something like that? What kind of a prudish town would mind getting a urine shot through a vacuum? I mean,
the man became upset when the teller told them money orders were no longer available, and he drove away a few minutes later, then went to the next lane and pissed in the tube. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Get rid of the ATM fees. And this is the dead air you can take out, Oscar, in the edit.
I will 100% edit this part out.
Why don't we give a little minor break here? And
we're an hour and in.
Wow, we actually pretty
yeah,
good.
And we've only had this little bit of dead air.
Yep. This would be a good time because somebody owes me pizza.
I do?
Yeah, I'll even buy it. You've been buying it for the past couple of times. I'll buy the pizza tonight.
All right, cool. We're going to take a break here, fellas. Y'all never even notice. We'll be back right before you know it. And right now.
So
back!
You douchebag.
What?
You screamed right into the mic.
Did I?
Yeah, don't play that. I'm glad TV will be gone in 5 years.
5 years, you say? Well, you know, right now there is a steady decline of televisions being bought, and at homes right now is at all-time low since the 50s.
And that's with TVs being as cheap as ever.
Oh, dude. Again, I have a television for a wall. There's no fucking reason for absolutely no reason for that. That's just gluttony, ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's awesome.
That looks badass with fucking Call of Duty on that shit.
It does.
Yeah, turn your mic on.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that too.
Oscar has many interesting stories
Oscar, please tell us, do you have any more? Did you push a wheelchair person down a flight of stairs, maybe?
No, I did not.
You might as well have.
Massachusetts. A man tried to rob a guy at a gas station. And apparently the guy being robbed took out the fucking, the nozzle and started spraying the robber with just gas.
Nice.
That's good. That'd be the way
he pulled out a lighter and the dude took off running.
That's pretty fucking awesome, man.
I thought that was kind of awesome.
Hey, he defended himself.
Yeah.
He got arrested.
Hey, I was defending myself.
Oh, shit.
You just doused him with the chemical and gonna set him ablaze. He was gonna rob me. Got my rent check.
Pizza is the talking killer, by the way. Whenever we have pizza, it just goes downhill really quickly.
I have noticed that.
Because we're fucking shoving food in our face.
And you were like, num, num, I'm eating on mic. The one thing I said is, like, never eat on mic. So, the next story, Oscar? You called somebody else's boss?
Let me check. Let me see what I got.
Did you make fun of somebody with polio, maybe?
Did you make fun of them?
Fun, yes. Fun is a German word for encroach upon.
Shut the fuck.
Thank you.
Bud can translate for you.
I took my wife out to eat sushi today for the first time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, good. This is a great story for me while I'm eating. Go on.
I took my wife out to eat sushi for the first time for her. I love sushi. I really do. And Mike introduced us to a new place here called Raw. And I went there and thought it was awesome. I love raw sushi.
I've never eaten there. Is it good? On Westheimer, right?
Yes. It's a little expensive.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little more pricier than Miyako's, which I think Miyako's is kind of pricey. But it's a little higher, but damn, that's some good ass sushi.
Okay.
And I was craving sushi this morning.
I don't go to your faggy ass sushi restaurants. I go get my sushi from a Kroger Signature store where a goddamn Jap makes the shit fresh for you, rolls it up with his little tiny yellow hands. That's right. You top that. And mime they're rolling up.
Which is great for an audio podcast. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think I can top that.
Go on with the story, though.
I took her there, because I love sushi. I really do. And I figure if she's going to get introduced to sushi, take her to like some really high-quality stuff.
Sounds like a Japanese whore. Me and sushi are meant to be together.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
So, I ordered like a lot of sushi. I got about 5 rolls. I got a California roll, a rock and roll, a spicy roll.
How about a rock and roll?
Yeah, a rock and roll. That's soft shell crab and I think shrimp. Oh, goodness.
I was trying to turn your mic off so you wouldn't do shit.
Technical minor difficulties.
That was not me. Yeah. Hot mic. Hot mic.
So my wife tried one and the first bite she gagged and spit it all
Which
up
one?
All over. It was the tempura, the shrimp tempura roll, which actually is really weird.
Yeah, the cooked one.
Yeah, it's fried.
Is this an ongoing pattern that she has of
gagging? No, no, no. Oh.
She lost that years ago.
It's fried in batter.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Batter. I know it.
Yeah, dude, I love it. It's good stuff. And she.
No, that's very good, yeah.
And she said it was just the texture of the rice. What the hell does that mean, texture of the rice?
Some people have that texture thing. They can't eat certain things because it makes them feel weird.
It's rice.
That's it why I was
like putting an aluminum foil in your mouth. Yeah, you
know. It's just foil.
How?
In your mouth.
How?
I've never had foil in my mouth. What does that taste like?
You never seen basketball? When you're sucking out
you've
the guy.
You've seen basketball?
You're sucking out the guy, gets a sheet of foil, aluminum foil, and just goes on nuts with it.
Oh, yeah, they have the scene with, like, the Volkswagen. Like, in every scene, the damn green Volkswagen was in the background.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had a scene with, yeah.
What movie?
Basketball.
The Volkswagen?
Wow, dead air.
Yeah. Oscar, you're supposed to fix this. But you didn't even finish the story yet. Oh, she spit it up.
Yeah, she pretty much spit it up, like, all over the table.
Ironically, she went, bleh.
She spit it up. What kind of sucked is she spit it up like up on the other rolls. So she spit it up on like two other like brand new plates of sushi that were there.
You better eat that. That's about $25 worth of sushi.
I know. They were like $7 each. And
yeah,
so like
expensive rolls.
It's good pizza, huh?
The waitress came out and apologized. And she took the rolls and brought us some new ones, which I thought was pretty cool.
Like, here, take my plate of vomit.
That's what happened. And it was pretty good. Came out to like $67.
What do you think it's going to be plate roulette when that dish comes back to somebody else who your wife yacked up on it?
So, yeah, I won't eat there then. I feel like, is this the one that Oscar's wife?
Oh. We can only hope.
Dibs.
No.
Oscar's frantically looking for another story. And he's coming up
peace in the Middle East, for or against? Go.
Never going to happen.
Next topic. Oscar is still scrolling.
Well, we
not
burned
any...
through. Like,
hey, Walking
we had
Dead. Oh, we can go to The Walking Dead,
I
guess.
I haven't seen it yet.
I know, but you could start watching it.
Oh, we can watch. Oh, you mean.
Yeah, we can watch The Walking Dead. Yeah.
Matt, where's your remote? Or the South Park episode that you said.
Hey.
The Thor, which is such a good movie.
Wow, how old are you guys? You guys still are. You guys act like brothers or something. You. Yeah, whatever. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me with that contempt and you still say Holocaust with Costco or Holocaust.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They still show the Chappelle show like if it just came out. They
it's
show
so funny.
It all the time. They run to that show into the ground.
I wasn't a fan of the third season.
Nobody like, was.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't finished. It didn't really have a...
Well, it had six episodes. It just didn't... I thought they were awful. Yeah. There wasn't, like... There wasn't one really good skit I thought was really awesome in the third season. I can understand why he decided to get up and walk out because it just was not good. But seasons one and two, especially two, amazing stuff right there.
Dead.
Could just pause
air.
For just one moment, people.
So you just saw a movie there, Steven? You want to tell us about it?
I guess I could tell you about it. It's called Super 8. Wasn't so super. I give it maybe a super 2.
You really didn't like it, then?
Oh, wow, okay. That was a nice pun.
Yeah, it was, well, I guess a 2 on the scale would be, I guess, somewhat, I mean, it was okay.
The scale from 1 to 3, you give it a 2?
Nah, I wouldn't even get that.
Oh. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you'd give it a 2?
Okay, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. It was, for some reason, it just couldn't really stop bugging me. It was that little kid, that fat kid.
Oh, the one.
He just cussed too much in them. It just like shit, you know. I was like, I understood what he was going for, but he just killed it.
Did Spielberg?
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, oh, J. J. He loves his blue lens flares, dude. The whole fucking thing is just lens flare. It's just, but anyway, I didn't. Yeah, it was all right. The monster was pissed at humans and whatnot, and wasn't killing people, but yeah, it was just. Stealing shit to build a ship to get the hell out of here because, okay.
So
what you're saying is it was pretty good.
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
Any positives about the film?
Yeah, not really. I mean,
So one positive I really liked about it, it has one of the best train crashing sequences ever filmed. I thought that was, like, badass.
Are there a lot of movies with train crashes, though, to compare it to?
Under Siege, man!
Well, what happened here was a small pickup truck. A small little pickup truck.
Small and little.
Went
simultaneously
to this train and went on a head-on collision. A small pickup truck made the train lift up in the air probably about 100 feet, and every single train cart went smashing down everywhere as these kids were running through crashing cars. Now, is it stupid? Yes. Did it look awesome?
Yeah, it did look awesome.
Badass.
It was eye candy.
It was awesome.
And remember, he didn't like Red State.
I did not. I hated Red State. I actually kind of liked Super 8 if you knew what you were going for. It's essentially, it's a horror movie for kids. That's really what it is. It's just a Goosebumps episode on television.
Exactly what it felt like. Said that before, and that's exactly what it was.
It's just a horror movie for kids. And as long as you know what you're going in for.
He didn't like Attack the Block either.
As long as you know what you're looking for, I think you'll enjoy it. But if you're looking for like a all-out awesome action sci-fi movie, I don't think you'll enjoy it. And the ending was such a disappointment.
Yeah,
it did not pay off at all.
No. Really
didn't. Turned out it was just a dream.
No. And he just flew away, yeah. It just didn't pay off.
Like, no, not my locket.
But Abrams, I mean... He doesn't have that great of a track record. He has a good TV track record, but the movie... Cloverfield was...
The monster looked like a smaller version of Cloverfield.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But, I mean, Cloverfield was interesting, but then you realize how much you need exposition in a movie. Hmm. Because it's like, well, what's happening? Well, wait a second. What's going on?
And I enjoyed Star Trek. I thought Star Trek was badass.
Star Trek was okay.
I really like Star Trek. I mean, he did it.
Did he write the screenplay for Star Trek, though?
No, he just only did the directing. Yeah. The guys from Fringe did the screenplay for Star Trek.
I'll be there for you guys? No, for
I've just seen Fringe today.
Thank you. Steve understood what I was going for. He's shaking his head.
You should be shot for that joke. You should be drug out, hung up by piano wire in a public square.
But you can say a Holocausto.
I didn't say it wasn't tasteless.
I hated Mission Impossible 3. That's another one of the J.J. Abrams movies written and directed.
Oh, I never saw any
it
of those movies.
It is awful. I did not like it.
Who was in
I
that
I don't
one?
Like Tom
Cruise. Tom Cruise. And Kerry Russell.
And there's a new, there's
I think
a new
blew
one
up
coming
in her
out.
Head.
Yep.
I thought, what's his name, played a good bad guy?
Who?
The
Wolverine?
Oh, what's his face?
Where did you get Wolverine from?
I have no idea.
The fad guy.
Fat guy.
He came on Boogie Nights. Remember the bad guy on part Mission Impossible? Remember he made a face look like him?
Nah. Yeah, nah.
Okay, well, never mind. Move subject.
But overall, Super 8. Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah. He summed it up with as far as being a Goosebumps episode.
It really what it
That's
is. I mean,
much what it was.
I guess I'm kind of biased because I took my 10-year-old and she really enjoyed it. And I think, I guess I am kind of biased because that was there with her. It was kind of like a bonding moment, but yeah.
Fag.
Yeah.
I love my daughter. They have
children and they make them.
It makes me feel special.
Hey.
Anyway.
Hey. I'm just shitting on you for having kids.
Hey. The Walking Dead, we were talking about it in the car, and we thought the last 10 minutes was the most...
pivotal.
Yeah, because that's it until it comes back when, in February?
Yep, coming back in February.
The last 5 episodes, I guess?
Yes, the last 5 episodes will return in February.
You said it was 13 episodes this year, right?
Yep.
Yes.
It's a full cable season.
That's pretty good. I mean, it shows able to still keeping people in. Again, killing network TV. Oh, yeah, it is going to be weird because, I mean, hell, everybody's going to have TV on their phones or... it just gets to that point. I mean, nobody's going to... TV as we know it, like you were talking about earlier, it's totally changing.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I just
people don't... people aren't subscribing to cable as much. People are just getting internet because you can just watch everything online now.
Like Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix... Pretty much everything.
iTunes, Hulu.
It's all on the internet.
So everything's on the internet. You can just and everything's on demand, so I don't have to wait.
But it still needs to be broadcast in some sort of way, though. You know what I mean? Where, like, your shows, even though they are going to go to Netflix or Hulu or whatever, they still are always broadcast, like, on the WB or Fox or NBC or CBS.
Not necessarily. I mean, there's online networks. You just have it on your website. Stream.
Look at Netflix. Netflix is going to start airing Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Brand new content directly for Netflix.
No, it'll be on Fox first.
No.
Going directly to Netflix is being produced exclusively for customers of Netflix. Netflix has a huge audience built in.
The Comedians of Comedy was like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a Netflix,
movie,
exclusive.
Netflix is, their stock completely tanked. It's kind of.
They had that terrible PR with the way they changed all the pricing and the structure.
Yeah,
it pissed a shitload of people off. But at that point, I already got rid of my discs because I don't have any. I actually have. I still got to because I got the movie. I got to watch that the Conan movie.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
The Barbarian.
Yes, Conan the Barbarian.
Haven't seen it.
Did you know that there's a bestiality scene in that movie?
Awesome. Really?
The new one that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking great. Like Centurion. It's kind of like Centurion.
Centurion.
That one too.
What the hell's Centurion?
It's
Power Extreme.
No, it's a fucked up movie.
Centurion's about some Romans.
Yeah, Roman soldiers, small band of Roman soldiers. They're like on the very outskirts of this outpost, and they're supposed to be withdraw, go back. And it's just their journey getting back home, and it's the shit that they had to go through. It's really
the king pretty much left them there to die.
It's fucked up. It's a
fucked up movie. But they come back. A lot of blood is gore. But anyways, what's his name? Conan is a beast. Does not play. It shows a little jokes here and there, but other than that, man, pretty right. Pretty bad.
Dibs.
Yeah, we you were saying something, Matt?
That's his regular one now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good on him. Good on him.
I can tell you, she's the most she's the plainest one he's ever had.
That one's not bad. Like,
she's plain compared to the other girls he's had.
Putting some bad bitches, huh?
No.
Not like that? No.
So, yeah.
Dead air.
Yeah, dead air. I think we've run the gauntlet. We have enough material for the week. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, we did actually a pretty good run through.
We did it in like an hour 10, hour 15 almost.
And we're pretty good.
And we're talking about it now, so it's not as.
Yeah, so I think we're pretty much ready to cancel it out. So,
you know what? It was a good one.
Big ups.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt, for joining us
today. Appreciate
it. It was very nice having you here. Good to see you, Matt.
I'm not totally smashed.
Yeah, no, it's weird, too, to not have.
Oh, don't worry.
Steve's not in the can yet.
It's true. It's always. I actually found one. St. Louis, this guy was being a complete dick inside of a supermarket when the clerk
threatened. Did he call his boss a retard?
No, the clerk threatened to call the police, so the dude grabbed a hot dog, shoved it in his mouth, and walked out without paying for it. The police found him.
That was not my first answer where he shoved it.
The police found him outside unconscious where the paramedics had to remove the wiener from his throat because he choked. To
Holy
death.
Shit,
oh,
to
death.
Death.
Yeah, funny.
Ironic,
don't you think?
That's our time for the week, folks. This is right back to the Simpsons podcast. Everything we say and eventually gets put right back to the Simpsons. We have Oscar, Matt. Again, thank you, Matt, for stopping by.
It was awesome. Thank you.
Steve, who is diligently working on a stencil of Bender. And I am Rudy. Thank you.
Why would I say thank you?